6:52, Bill and Pete, Tuesday. Well, you know it's not Tuesday until we dial it up with the deputy director at our Kenosha Public Museums. That's where the museum fun is. She is, on this program exclusively, Museum Lady Peggy Gregorski. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. How's it going today?
So far, we've managed to make it to almost to 7 o'clock, and that's something. That is
over awesome. Halfway through the show now, you know?
And it just clicks right on by.
That's right.
Just fast. But we still make some time for big-time museum fun, and I know you supply it over there, Peggy.
Big-time fun, especially tomorrow.
Tomorrow, of course, Museum Munchkins. We love it.
It is. And do you know what else tomorrow is?
Tomorrow is the mountain lion.
Too late. No. It's National Fossil Day.
National Fossil Day.
Really?
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
You think working around here, we would know that, but...
Well, we have some people who qualify.
That's so at sure. Museum Munchkins, it's all about fossils tomorrow with special guest appearances from your favorite fossil.
I thought he was just on a podcast locally. He's going to be at the museum too.
Ouch.
That's
Peter at WLIP.com.
I'm plugging it for everybody. That's
there
all.
You go.
It's all about fossils tomorrow at Museum Munchkins, 9:30, live on Facebook with Mr. Nick. And your favorite fossil.
Will you be trotting out real fossils? That happen? Or are these manufactured fossils?
These are real fossils.
The real deal? Where else would you get real fossils? At a museum, of course.
Exactly. We'll probably tell you how you can actually go fossil hunting right here in Kenosha, right along Lake Michigan.
Down, Pete.
Or at the studio.
I'm done. I'm retired.
Okay, moving right along. Thursday of this week, it's the I've Heard of Her program on Facebook at noon, and we mentioned last week it's all about Lizzie Borden.
I know her.
You do?
She's infamous.
She is. Guilty or innocent of her parents' death, what do you think?
Well, apparently, because you posed the question, I'm thinking the jury might be out here.
There we go. Let's learn all about her, her life, and what happened after her parents' death. That would be Thursday at noon on Facebook. I've heard of her. just a quick reminder, also on Thursday, there's still time to register for Jane Herring's Fused Glass class.
Say that slowly, right? Yeah, fused glass class.
You can make a nightlight or a dish, a small dish. I made the nightlights. They're really cool.
How's that working out for you?
It brightens the night. It works quite well.
Which is the actual intent of a nightlight. So congratulations, Peggy. Nicely done. And Jane will teach you how to make either one of those two items or both.
Right. You have to register in advance, and it's an in-person workshop at the museum. Only 10 people are allowed in the class to allow for social distancing. So give us a call. There's probably, I think, one or two spots left.
Okay.
On Friday, it's Spark Friday, which is, Spark is our program for those with early signs of memory loss or dementia and their caregivers. We now do the program on Zoom, again, as part of our COVID precautions. And this Friday at 2 o'clock, the topic is storytelling and the Civil War. You can picture people sitting around a campfire or thinking of home, telling stories about their lives. Walt Whitman, Herman Melville, all great authors of the time. There will be stories told to our participants as well as participants telling their own stories. So give us a call at 262-653-4140 and we will get you registered for that and send you the Zoom link.
Very nice. Very
Friday,
nice.
Friday, it's all about Victorian monsters and ghosts, a virtual workshop. It's from 7 to 8. I think this would be a very good Friday happy hour activity.
So get yourself, learn about Victorian monsters while enjoying maybe, you know, your favorite beverage.
Exactly. Many of our Halloween traditions, so to speak, found their origin in the Victorian period. I think this would be a lot of fun. Again, give us a call, register for the class, and we will send you the Zoom link. Always tons of fun.
Very good.
Register for Dinos in the Dark. That's coming up on October 19th, 23rd, 26th, and 30th. So Mondays and Fridays for next week and the following week. And ghost hunting at the Dinosaur Discovery Museum. Got to sign up for that one, too.
So is this a real ghost? Is this a virtual ghost? I shouldn't say it's real because it's all real. Is it in person or is that a virtual ghost hunt?
Ghost hunting is in person.
Because
how else? The virtual can't see the virtual. It's like a double negative.
Yeah, that would be some kind of quantum thing going on there where you look for a virtual ghost. It kind of already is, right?
So
don't make me think this hard, you two.
Dinos in the Dark and ghost hunting are all in-person activities, but we've doubled the number of sessions for them so that we can, again, accommodate social distancing and still have some spooky fun.
I like spooky fun.
It's a special note for families. Dinos in the Dark is offered in the morning and in the evening, so you can do the less scary daytime version for the smaller children.
I do have to say, I'm particularly interested in the Victorian Monsters one because I think I've known some people over the years that qualify as Victorian Monsters. So I want to see if they're
kind of fit the bill, so to speak, if I may use that phrase.
Yes, yes, you may. Yes,
you may.
So
well, we like personal stories in our activity, so perhaps you will recognize someone and can share your insight.
That's right.
Maybe I can bring them along.
There you go.
Is it after dark? Because
well, there's day and dark.
That's true. That's right.
7 o'clock. It is after dark.
After dark. Perfect.
Would this be a witch, a vampire, or a ghost?
I think
not to label.
I think vampire. It would be the best way to go after that.
Well, there you go. Now we're on to something in this segment, that's for sure. Hey, Peggy, that's a lot of museum fun, but there's always more to talk about. If folks want museum information, what do they have to do?
Just give us a jingle at 262-653-4140 or go to the website www.KenoshaPublicMuseum.org and love us on Facebook.